The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2,
Wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. Another cool summer day.
To say the least, right?
Woo.
Hey.
Hot summer nights.
Hot summer. How was your Father's Day, my man?
Very good. How about yours?
It was good. Yeah. It was really, really good. It was enjoyable. It was good. Good day. Had a relaxing day. Family took good care of me, so I have no complaints. That's for sure.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, and the weather was perfect, so I hope all the dads out there had a good day. So, Mike, here we are. You know, we're cracking through June here, man. It is, you know, the
1 week. 1 week it's over.
One week it is over. You know, you're not wrong. And then, you know, 2 weeks from now, 4th of July.
Yeah, but you know, bigger thing is to me is like you said, June's over. Forget June being over. We're halfway through the year already.
Hard to believe.
Yeah,
just really, really hard to believe. You
second
know.
Quarter's over. Halfway through the year, June's over. Dice it up how you may. We're moving.
Yeah, we are definitely moving. No doubt about it. And you know, it's been a solid first half of the year. Although this week showed us a little volatility in the markets.
Yeah, you know, and that's you know. It is what it is. I mean, it seems like volatility's been here for a very long time. It's going to be here to stay. If I had a guess, I think we're going to see volatility in the second half of the year, right? I mean, we still have things undecided about the economy. You know, the markets are saying, are they going to cut interest rates? Are they not going to cut interest rates? And then if they cut interest rates, it's got to be how many times? We have the election coming up in the fall. We have, I think, you know, August through October every year, very volatile, you know, if you just look back over time, one way or the other, you know, and don't forget, volatile doesn't mean down, up or down very strongly,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
It actually means both, right?
Yeah, so if I was a betting man or a guessing man, I think the second half's even going to be more than the first half.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, and, you know, this week we saw some volatility, I think due to concerns over global economic growth, and certainly inflation is still on the, you know, on everybody's radar, Mike. You know, inflation data is showing that prices are still continuing to rise, and that's making people, you know, in the industry and in the markets start to worry a little bit about what the Federal Reserve's monetary policy is going to be. In other words, are they going to be cutting interest rates anytime soon? And you know, when inflation is up, they can't cut, historically, I mean, they can't cut interest rates because cutting interest rates are intended to fuel the economy, and that would only fuel price increases.
Yeah, yeah, it's an awkward spot. That's all I can say. It really is. I mean, I don't know what to make of it. You know, I think the pundits, you know, when you listen to TV, they always need to talk. They want something. They got to cut. They're going to raise them. They got to cut. Maybe nothing.
Right.
You know, I'm starting to think that a little bit. You know, like maybe just like leave it alone. It seems like everything's going okay.
Well, everything is going okay except for, you know, I heard a very interesting thing. I was watching a program the other day, and they were talking about the economy in its whole and how it's hitting different segments of age population. Mm. And one of the segments that they said it's hitting the hardest and the worst is the under 35 segment of the population, because mortgage costs are so high right now. these, you know, a lot of these kids are getting out of college and just getting, you know, they're beginning jobs. And, you know, with inflation being where and interest rates where they are, it's just hard for that group to kick off getting going. And then one of the other things is that they've accumulated some, you know, significant student loan debt.
That's a major problem. There's no doubt about it. That's been I don't want to call it a trend. That's the way it's been in this country. College costs are just through the roof to the point of being ridiculous, and the debt they're saddled with is ridiculous. As far as the mortgage rates go, yeah, they're higher than they've been over the last 10, 12 years. But I think there's a lot of people listening to the show right now saying, our mortgage rate was a lot higher than that back in the day. So all of a sudden now, if it's not 4%, nobody can buy a house anymore.
No, but what you're missing the point, Mike, is that the value of the asset, the amount of money that they have to borrow now. Back then, listen,
right.
Back in,
I got you.
My first house I paid $150,000 for.
Yeah. No, I got you.
You know?
Yeah.
And I don't remember my mortgage rate, but it was probably between 7 and 8% at that period of time, right?
Yeah, well.
So, you know, my payment.
So something will have to give.
Something's going to have to give. That's the point. Or will it give? Or will that segment of the population just have to delay purchasing homes until later on into life? Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, but that's another thing. I think, you know, over time, like, okay, you know, we just got married by a house. I don't know if it was like that back in your mom and dad or my mom and dad's era. You know what I'm saying? It was.
Sure it was. They weren't living in apartments.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it just seemed like, I don't know. I'm being a little negative. I guess I just feel like sometimes there was more social consciousness back in the day. I think now we live in the I want, I should, I deserve, oh. I should get, should I wait for a house? Oh, no, my girlfriend just got married. She got a house, you know. So I don't know. I don't have financial data to back that. I'm speaking a little emotionally here of what I sense sometimes about how people I feel a lot of people spend what they don't have. I look at people sometimes and I cringe when I hear some of this stuff.
Well, here, Mike, here's where I think the problem comes into play is that slowly over time,
yeah,
we have developed into a payment society. And what I mean by that is that people will just buy things if they can afford the payment. They don't look at the value or the price at what they're paying for something. And I think that's completely changed. You know, back in the day, you would look at something and be like, I am not paying that for that, right? Regardless of whether I want it or not, let's just make up a house. I'm not paying $200,000 for a house. No way I'm paying $200,000 for that house, right? People don't look at it this way right now. They look at the house and they're like, oh, I really like that house. Can I afford to buy it? Can I make the payment? That wasn't it back in the day. Back in the day, I think that people thought about the value of what they were purchasing before they purchased it.
Yeah.
And now it's, all right, you know, I can afford the payment on this car lease, on this $90,000 car lease.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just feel like, you know me, Doug, I'm conservative, you know, by nature. And,
right.
And I just feel I see carelessness out there sometimes. And I just, I don't know.
Yeah,
I have a problem with it. I struggle with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie. It is what it is.
Yeah, and listen, so do I too. I think we need to turn this around back to, you know, being responsible and paying attention to what you're doing and all that kind of stuff. And it's going to take a while for that pendulum, if it can, even swing back in that direction to, you know, to get over there. Because what's happening right now is that I think that as that generation is maturing and becoming adults and realizing that they're on their own and they have to take care of themselves, that it's not how they were led to believe that, you know, it's going to be. You got to do this for yourself. And, you know, now it's on their shoulders and it's a different ball game. They've never had it like that before.
Agreed.
You know, so let's hop back here to let's get off of our sermon there and hop back over here to say that, you know, let's talk about other things that were impacting the volatility in the market here this week. And one of the things, Mike, is that corporate earnings, there's been some strong corporate earnings that have come out recently, and that's really boosted investor confidence.
Yeah, I mean, it just feeds back to what we just said. You know, it feels okay out there. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, the restaurants, and you always like to say, Doug, and the airplanes and the vacations. It seems like it's flowing water.
You know,
I'm not surprised by earnings being doing well.
You know what's interesting, Mike, and I know we spoke about this during the week, is that there's a company out there, and this is not an endorsement for nor against them, but called Darden Restaurants, and they own a bunch of the chains, right? And so they came out with their earnings this week. Their earnings beat. Their revenue was off, but they said that their growth, they anticipate very low growth over the next 12 months. Today, there was another article that I saw out there where they came out and they said, now they own, their model is they own very casual restaurants up to very fancy restaurants. They said that people are trending out of the fancy restaurants into the casual.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Probably inflationary.
Yeah, price, I think.
Yeah. So, you know what, let's still go out to eat, but we don't need to go there and run up a bill for $225. We'll go out and eat for $100.
Right.
Right.
I think that's a case, you know. And, you know, if you go out to a decent steakhouse now, man, you're looking at $65 or $75 for a steak.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, all of a sudden a family of four is going out and it's, you know, let's splurge tonight. And you're looking at, you're splurging at $500 as opposed to a splurge of $300.
Yeah.
That's a difference.
No, it's expensive. Yeah.
Yep. You know, so, but, you know, the markets where they are and the behavior that's going on out there in the markets, it's not, you know, it's not terrible. I'm not like up the wall about it. We saw a period of volatility here. But one thing that is definitely for certain, in my opinion right now, Mike, is that there comes times when we need to, and when we feel we need to lean more heavily towards active management versus passive management. And I think this is very clear to me right now to be an active management scenario.
Yeah, because of the of what's going on out there with the inflation and the numbers and if interest rates are cut and who does it affect and who doesn't it affect? Sure. Absolutely, you know.
Yeah, and I'm telling you that you know, this week I think that we're going to see a little more volatility in the market because the presidential debate is going to be next week, and I think that, you know, we're going to see some. If you go back, look historically. Now, I haven't done this, but I'll bet you if you go back and you look historically, there's market volatility after presidential debates.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, that would seem reasonable, right? I mean, I would think, I would even think that even after a debate, but I would think even, you know, and we know this, as you get into September and it looks like there's going to be a clear winner or something, I think it starts even happening way before Election Day.
Well,
you,
sure.
You get what I'm saying? So I don't think they ever wait for the night and say, okay, now's the time. I think, you know, these big investment firms, they got their researchers, they got their polls out there, they're doing their own due diligence, they're just not waiting to hear, well, what does CNN say or what does Fox say and hear their view on it. They're doing their work, and I wouldn't be surprised. I would have to agree with you on all this.
Yeah, and you know what's, and we're going to be doing shows on this coming up because as we get into the second half of the year and election becomes more, you know, on people's minds, and you're going to see a lot more, you know, ads and all that kind of stuff, is that how we feel and historically behavior during election time frames towards investing, you know, should be played out and should be paid attention to, because we've seen too many times in the past where people let their emotions get in the way of still doing prudent planning, regardless of who's going to be, you know, who they think or is not going to win the election.
Yeah. I mean, folks, best advice out there. Keep your feet on the ground. Do what's best for you. Yes, there is a big election coming up in November, but pretend there's not an election and do what's best for you.
Yeah, you know, that's well put, Mike, because if you get active management, you know, you look and you look historically at markets and it really doesn't, you know, it'll show you that who, you know, what party's in control doesn't matter. But one part that does matter is that there are certain segments of the markets that do better under certain policies and stuff like that. And that's where I, you know, to support the active management, that's where we need to rely on active managers to say, okay, I'm not emotional about who just won the election, but I do know that this is what, you know, the policies will probably be, and these are the types of companies, or these are the sectors, or these are the areas that could tend to do well under these circumstances. So we're going to start to rotate our investments into that area. That's at the end of the day what's most important.
Yeah. And again, Doug, that probably will be happening soon.
Yeah.
And they're not waiting for, I always think of Election Day as November 4th. Don't ask me why, but I know it's the 2nd, the 5th, you know, whatever the day may be. But they're not saying, okay, we're sitting, we're waiting. No, they're going to have, they're going to be doing, they're going to have the ball in motion and doing their work. That's what they do. That's what they get paid to do on active management, to do these things.
Yeah. So, you know, folks, I want to remind you that we're always available to do a portfolio review for you guys. You can pick the phone up and give a call to 855-262-3722. We can stress test your portfolio for you, see where you are, where you're at right now, measure your risk for you. You just need to pick the phone up and give a call. It's complimentary. There's no cost or obligation for you to do that. The number is 855-262-3722. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it. 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks. 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're enjoying the show here and investing some of your time here. We come out here this week and every week to talk to you about financial stuff, and we say we'll talk to you about financial stuff because we'll talk to you about anything that has to do with your money to see if we can help guide you in the right direction to accomplishing your goals and objectives. Now, understand something is, you know, we want to talk to you about what you want us to talk about. So if you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss, please drop us an email. Send it to me right at doug@wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's doug@wealthmanagegroup.com. We'd be very happy to read the email, see the topic you want, and discuss it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are we talking about, buddy?
What would you like to talk about today? Do you have anything?
Open forum.
Okay, very good. So what I want to talk about is I've been noticing, and it's kind of like we're going to jump around a little bit here,
I want
to talk about the importance of paying attention to interest rates right now. And the reason being is because if you pay attention to interest rates, you'll see that they're starting to slightly trend down.
Okay.
Okay. So if you have money that's sitting someplace right now in a bank, wherever it may be, that you're looking to have it, you know, just get interest credited to it. You got to get, my opinion is you got to get off your hands and start to take a look right now, because if the bond market's correct and it's starting to trend down, you know, they're telling us that they think the economy may be starting to slow down a little bit. And what that may mean is interest rates are going to start to come down. So, you know, you want to, in my opinion, you want to try to capitalize on things when you can capitalize on them. And right now, interest rates are still strong. I'm not too sure how long it's going to last for.
Right. That's a great point. And really what you're saying, Doug, to be a little more direct in how you said it, is right now, you know, we're at X. You feel the economy, the signs are coming, the hints are coming that rates are going to be going lower. The next move's going to be lower, right, instead of higher. So if that's the case, a lot of people kind of get lost into today. And it's like, okay, now I went into the bank. It's, you know, it's whatever. It's 4.5, 5, right, or whatever. But you're saying a year from now, they could be significantly lower.
Even so, less than a year.
Right. So what are you doing with your money before it's like, oh, that rate's not available anymore? You know, like you said, get off your hands and explore your options is really what we're saying.
Yeah, you know, Mike, about, you know, a month, month and a half ago or so, you could go out and you could find yourself an 8-month CD and north of 5%, and they're hard to come by right now.
Yeah.
Right? They've all that's already started to, you know, to happen. So I just want to urge people, if you're out there and you are an interest rate, you know, type person for your money, and you're looking for, you know, productivity for your assets with, you know, interest rates, is that it's, you got to get off your hands here and take a look. And, you know, one of the great things about, you know, our firm is that we've got access to the marketplace, so we can help you with that. We can go out and, you know, shop the marketplace and find different financial instruments and explain them to you and see what, you know, might make the most sense, which also includes CDs.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Doug, that's funny because, you know, and I know we always get into what he been up to and stuff like that. But actually an existing client this week who really does live out of state, you know, contacted me and said, "Hey, Mike, I have this cash," and we've done work with her cash already, mm-hmm. inside of her accounts. But like, I got this other pile, like, give me some ideas besides just me running off and getting a CD. So she was kind of weighing her options of what's best for that, which I like to see, because, like, you know, I say to people all the time, and Doug, I've always used this a lot when people go for mortgages, go shop it.
Right.
You know, when you're doing interest, whether you're paying expense or whether you're collecting income, put the pencil to the paper and do the math, and whatever the, you know, whatever suits you best, meets your suitability and risk tolerance on the income side, then sounds good.
Yeah, you know, it really is a very, you know, important thing to do. And, you know, another thing, I had a conversation with a client this past week about money markets. And they said, well, you know, money markets are paying pretty good right now, too. And I said, yeah, they are. But you need to remember something. Money market rates fluctuate.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, if interest rates start to trend down along, your money market rate's probably going to start to trend down along with that. So, you know, you need to bear that in mind and just be cognizant of it and be, it's a matter of awareness, right, Mike?
Yeah.
And it's a matter of making informed decisions. And what I think, it's like where we bring a lot of value to the equation for our, you know, for our clients here, is that it's the opportunity to discuss it with us and have us, you know, research marketplace for you and present you with the ideas so that you can make an informed decision, so that you have a trusted person to turn to and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. And you know what, I want to go into a little thing about this now that you brought it up, because people think, oh, it's so simple. In a way, there's a lot to think about, right? There's rates now and what the rates are projected to be in the future.
Mm-hmm.
There's liquidity. Can I, okay, if I take this rate, is it accessible to me tomorrow? Is it locked up for a period of time, 6 months, 8 months, 12 months? There's taxation. Is it taxable? Is it, you know, can I do something tax deferred? There's quite a bit to think about. And, you know, and the best thing about it is there's not a canned answer.
Right.
You know, like we always say, what may be perfect for me may not be right for Doug.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little bit of problem. And if you need help going through that process, we're only too glad.
Sure. Yeah, and, you know, I had a conversation with the son of a client this week, and, you know, he's got power of attorney, and we have, you know, conversation. We're talking about money that the client had in the bank, and the client has, you know, excess of $500,000 in the bank. And we were just talking about, you know, interest rate on it. And one of the problems I think with people out there is they don't assign a dollar amount to the differential in interest rate. And what I mean by that is that during the conversation, he's like, yeah, 3% interest, 4% interest, you know, what difference does it make? And I said to him, that's a quarterly tax payment for your mother. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, 3% interest on $500,000 is $15,000 of interest. 4% interest on $500,000 is $20,000 of interest. That's a $5,000 differential. That'll more than cover one of your mother's quarterly property tax payments. And he's like, I never thought about it like that, Doug. And I said, you know, don't feel bad for not thinking about it like that. It's just that, yeah, what's the difference between 3 and 4%, right, Mike? 1%, But when they equate it out to dollar amounts, then you're like, oh, yeah, you know, that is a difference.
You know what? You went after something that's kind of ugly, quarterly tax payments.
Mm-hmm.
But if you boil it down to, does it pay the monthly cable bill? Does it pay the, you know, cell phone bill? Doug, how many times you and I sit in meetings, we'll say, okay, let's start looking at your retirement. What do you got? And they'll say, okay, I got Social Security. And my wife has this Social Security. Oh, yeah, and I got this. Nah, it's a little, I don't know if I want to count it, a little stupid pension, $208 a month. And I say, wait a minute. $208 a month, that pays what? Pays the, you know, the garbage bill, pays the cable. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I never really looked at it that way.
Right.
You know, I think you and I do a great job at that of like, let's not throw nickels and dimes at the windows. They, a lot of small potatoes make a good meal at the end of the day. You like that? I say, it's okay. Take it, run with it, use it. It's yours.
See, folks, you know, every now and then he comes up with these statements, and what he does, I'm just like, all right, right on my face. You're looking at him ought to start videoing this
folks,
as well.
Folks, he gave me like the puzzled dog look.
Right? Yeah, the head went cocked. Right? Right?
It's like, do you want to eat? Do you want to eat?
Right. We really ought to start videoing this as well, you know? So, but, you know, the reality is, and the truth of the matter is that when it comes to, you know, financial affairs and everything, you got to grind for the dollars out there. Yeah. You know, you got to be a grinder. Listen, you worked hard to accumulate your money. You got to make sure that money works hard for you and just to make sure that you're doing the best that you can do for yourself and for your overall circumstance.
Yeah. You know, Doug, and you and I have always strived on, let's cut interest expense. Let's cut debt. You know, like, let's do things like that. And that's probably everything people think about that we don't do or don't worry about. You know what I'm saying? They think like, oh, yeah, give them your money. You know, invest the money. You know, is it going to go up? You know, but we've always, that's how we practice. It's always, let's get rid of the debt. Let's get rid of interest expense. What are you doing with you know, $30,000 in credit cards when you got $100,000 sitting in the bank at zero interest rate?
Right. Yeah, we got to pay attention to that kind of stuff. And, you know, a lot of that just comes down to, Mike, is there's a couple of reasons that I think that the average person out there doesn't do it is, number one, they don't have the time to sit down and do what, yeah, you know, and do all this, yeah, which makes sense, right? People's lives are busy. They're busier than they've ever been before. No doubt about it. That's one reason. Another reason is they're just overwhelmed by it. I don't know what to do. Do you mean there's something different than just going to the bank that's in the center of town and, you know, saying, okay, you know, what do you got? And just living with the best they have. You don't have to live with the best that they have. You have every right to go out there and look around.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that, right? And you know, sometimes I feel like we get caught up in like we're lecturing, and that's not the purpose of it. But you're right. Great point. People are just sometimes so wrapped up and so busy in their careers, their businesses, their families, their travel, baseball and softball, mm-hmm, games, and they just, you know, it's almost like, pick what you need to do. Well, I need to be here this weekend. I need to be at the doubleheader at the travel game on Saturday. I don't really have time to go sit in right, in two banks and do all this. You know, we get that. And that's why we're always saying, you know, we'll help. We'll do this. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. But you're right. But, you know, I mean, I was telling you the other day, I was getting some small things done around the house. You know what I'm saying? And it's almost like the same thing. But, like, after they were done, I felt so good that night. Like, mm-hmm, I'm so good that, like, you know, I handed it off to somebody that I can trust, and you know, and he did everything for me, and I'm out doing my thing, running around here all day with my head spinning, and boom, I got this taken off my plate.
Yeah.
You know?
No, well, listen, it was definitely, you know, the smart thing to do for sure, and, you know, that comes down to what we like to talk about is, you know, who, not how, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Right? You know, you were telling me you had one of the water bibs, yeah, you know, the faucets, yeah, chained on. Would you have any clue how to do that?
No. God, no.
No. Imagine pulling up a YouTube video and trying to figure that out and doing it.
You know, and he showed me the piece after it was out. I think I'm gonna try to sell it as an antique.
Well, listen, that's one of those things that whoever thinks to change on their house.
No, right. And it's, you know, probably the original to the house for all I know.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, it's just, no, hey, listen, when you get people that you can trust and people you can work with and you can build an active partnership with, and that's great, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, just paying attention to everything that's going on out there. And, you know, I feel like there's periods of time when we talk about similar things on the radio over and over, and that's one of the reasons that we do that, folks, is because, like, we try to be timely and current, right? We want to make sure that you're doing what you need to do at that point in time. When you're doing it, one of the other things that we do, one of our approaches here is we point out mistakes that we see so that you, maybe you can avoid the mistakes. And people have said to us, well, why don't you just come on the air and tell us what we should do? I say, well, we can't do that. That's bad. If anybody's doing that, that's not right, because what we're telling you is if we come on the air and just give a blanket statement, it's bad advice. It's not, we wouldn't be allowed to, number one. And number two is that it's just a bad thing to do. Now, I do know that you can turn on a financial station on the TV and you can get somebody to come on and tell you to buy an investment or not buy an investment or something. And how they make that recommendation is just mind-boggling to me.
You know, Doug, you and I doing this show for over 25 years, and we've always never just said, oh, you should never, buy this, or you should absolutely buy that. That, do you know, it's so ingrained in me when I see this in other aspects of my life that's not financial, it sends me insane.
I know.
I'm like, that's just like leading people off a cliff. How can you say that? Mm-hmm. It just, for some reason, that's like one of my like pet peeves that really bugs me when I see people doing that.
Right.
Without saying, well, I don't know, maybe not for Mike, but maybe so for Doug.
Yeah. Well, I guess the pharmaceutical ads now are, they're getting held a little more responsible, because the ad always says, if you're allergic to this thing, don't take it.
They also tell you if your eyeballs fall out of your head, if your head explodes,
But my favorite of them all is, if you're allergic to this, don't take it.
Well, how would you know?
But even if you do know, no kidding. So, yeah. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you, and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
Parents of special needs children face challenges and worries that nobody with typical children can understand. The daily stresses of care, the nonstop worrying about the child today and when you aren't here anymore, is exhausting. Planning for those inevitable needs when you can't care for the child anymore is an emotional roller coaster. The hosts of this show, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, have helped many families of special needs children prepare for the future of the child. Not knowing where to turn for help is often one of the biggest stumbling blocks. We want to take that obstacle away from you. Call today for a complimentary, no cost or obligation meeting to discuss your situation and to see if we can help. We have meeting facilities throughout the area, as well as make good old-fashioned house calls. Just pick up the phone now and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to schedule a time to get together and start designing a plan for the special needs your child may have. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike, we're up to the segment of the show that we like to do. It's called What Have You Been Up To Lately? And we've certainly been up to a lot of stuff lately. So you want to kick it off or you want me to kick it off?
No, you go ahead.
All right. So, you know, Mike, recently I had a meeting with a client of mine who was in charge of the benefits package and the retirement stuff for the company that she works at. And I started, you know, looking at it and looking at the company's 401k plan in this instance. And so I said to her, okay, you know, let's look at the, get me the list of the investment options. Let's take a look at this, you know, so I can, you know, help you along with that. And I said to her, so how often does the provider come in and do the educational meetings for you guys? And she just looked at me like, what are you talking about? And I go, you know, there's supposed to be educational meetings that are going on with the 401k here each year for your employees. You're obligated to have them, you know, educated. And she goes, that doesn't happen. I said, okay, you know, it's not uncommon that it doesn't happen, right? So I said to her, you know, we should really take a look at this and go over it. And perhaps you may want to consider, and we can have a discussion further, of Mike and I, you know, maybe becoming the representatives on this 401k for you and, you know, going forward so we can, you know, provide that service to you. And so we're in the process of talking about that. Now, the reason that I bring that up is because it's a small company and there's a lot of people out there with small companies right now that aren't getting the services and the attention related to their employee benefits that they should be getting, not only just their retirement plan, but we also started to talk about their medical insurance, about their life, the group life insurance, disability insurance, all that stuff. And I think that it's really important for people to understand if you're in an HR position, if you're in an administrative position, if you're a business owner, is that employee benefits for a lot of places are one of the largest expenses associated with doing business.
No doubt. Yeah, they sure are.
And you need to make sure that it's as efficient and as proper for you as possible. But so many people get so busy doing the other things in the small businesses that just no news is good news, and I'm just going to continue on.
Yeah, and I'm also going to say, Doug, that, you know, again, the business is, and everybody there is so busy running the business, making a success, that, again, this neglect, for lack of better words, mm-hmm. right? And double-edged sword, right? It's being neglected, but people are so dependent upon it someday to be able to retire with a successful 401k and have as much money as they can. So it's kind of like, you know, fighting to keep my head above water. We're busy with the business, don't have time for that. But boy, that sure is important when you extrapolate it somewhere down the road, you know. So it's,
well, the other thing that a lot of people don't realize, Mike, especially, you know, in the small businesses, is that you've got a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that these people are getting the education, you know, and you want to make sure that you're covering yourself and your obligations here, because the last thing that you want is somebody, you know, retiring and not having the funds that they thought that they were going to have and turning around and saying, well, you didn't provide me with the, you know, the proper, you know, guidance. And the employer or the, you know, the employee of the employer shouldn't be the one making any recommendations on that kind of stuff.
No, right. Yeah, I absolutely, Doug. And that's a great thing. That's a, you know, great awareness by you to bring this up to the client, you know, to look into these things and something done. And I find people are always very appreciative too when you help them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like they realize that in the back of their mind. But again, they're too busy with the next assignment and grinding forward at work. So it's nice. That's super to hear that you're having that conversation.
Well, you know what else happens, Mike, is that a lot of small businesses out there have retirement plans set up, 401k type retirement plans set up, that they set up years ago because they knew that they should set it up to give their employees an avenue to save money for retirement.
Yeah.
And it was small back then, right? And it was a startup plan maybe, and there was no money in it, and people were just starting to contribute. And here you are, boof, 10 years later, and all of a sudden there's $4 million in the plan, right? And it's just because it's spread amongst however many employees, 15 employees, whatever the number is, right?
Yeah.
Is there's still $4 million in the plan. And that's $4 million of employee assets that, you know, work for the people who work for them. So they should be getting the advice and the guidance that they need. And I just want to, you know, let everybody know out there is that that's something that we do for businesses, and we do for, you know, many of our clients, is handle that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, that's another thing I want to bring up. You know, it's the unfortunate thing again. Here we go. Had a client pass away.
Yep.
And, you know, which is always very sad to get that call, and quite frankly, shocking. You know, I wasn't expecting this. And when I started, you know, reviewing, actually, they called me up and they said that there was a life insurance policy. And when I went and pulled everything and reviewed it, it was very substantial, mm-hmm. the dollar amount. And the planning that we had done for it, because there was a pretty large mortgage, and over time the mortgage has come down. But, you know, I was just so happy that that planning was in place, you know. Yep. And you know, and life insurance is so difficult for people to appreciate, because, right, let's hope none of us die, but inevitably we mm-hmm. are. And sometimes to see some that part of the planning pay off, you know, takes the person to die. So that's what I'm saying, fortunate. But boy, when it is in place, and that large sum, a lump sum of money to be paid out to the benefit, it's just fantastic. It never gets, to me, it's never not successful when you can deliver that type of money.
Well, Mike, as you know, my family was a benefactor of life insurance. Yeah. My father died when he was 46 years old,
yeah.
right? And, you know, there was a life insurance policy yeah. there, and yeah. of, you know, a decent sum of money for that period of time. And it really helped out. You know, my mom could stay in the house, and, yeah. you know, my brother and I didn't need to start chipping into expenses and stuff like yeah. that at that period of time. And so it was beneficial. And there's never been anybody who's been mad because somebody passed away and there were life insurance proceeds.
No. And you know what, too, Doug? I mean, there's been other cases that, you know, we've worked with where there's, you know, the insurance with other investments and the planning. And it's just when you put that on top of everything else that was, you know, in the investment side, planning and things, and it just makes it the transition of death, you know, from the one person to the beneficiary, to the children, to the spouse, it just makes it so much easier. You know what I'm saying? That like what a difference it truly makes.
Right.
You know, and again, I just want to call it out because, you know, if you're out there and you have existing policies and, you know, in the back of your mind, this is a waste. Trust me, it's not a waste.
No, it's not. And, you know, it's just, and we used to say that they ought to change the name from life insurance to love insurance, right? Because if there's people that you love, then they're going to be financially negatively impacted if you pass away, then you ought to have it. You know, we've joked around in the past, and we said that if a baby's born, they shouldn't be able to leave the hospital without a life insurance policy on the parents.
Yeah, you know, it's funny too, Doug, when you think about it, right? When it comes to the financial world, right? Insurance is one of those things. Okay, so when I die, somebody's going to get $500,000. I never see the pleasure of it.
Right.
But when you have money like in a 401k, or you put money, you invest money somewhere and you see it go up, you get to be a fan, right? All right, we're having a great year. We're doing great. Up again this month. Oh, I just made another, you know, $5,000. It's almost like you're at a sporting event. You're at a ball game, where life insurance is just out there. And
right.
It takes you to be gone for that to pay. So mm-hmm. it's not psychologically or human nature to be like it. That's why it's not as appreciated as everything else that goes on.
Yeah, you know, you're 100% correct, and that's always the case with all insurances, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not until you need it, until you're really, really happy that you have it.
Yeah.
Right? That's any insurance.
Yeah.
It's, you know, whether it be life insurance, disability insurance, homeowners insurance, right?
Auto insurance.
Right.
Auto insurance, right? We all pay the auto insurance. Ugh, the auto insurance is doing it. As you know, was, I guess, over a year and a half ago, I had a car stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, first thing I did was call my agent. And he's like, Mike, don't worry. It's, you know, you're out of pocket $100.
Right.
Felt pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll get another car. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? That's not the end of my world. That's not the end of my world. You know, but there wasn't going to be a huge, you know, financial impact to me.
You know, Mike, it's you go back and, you know, I remember when Superstorm Sandy came, right? And, you know, there were people on where we own a home down in Long Beach Island that didn't have flood insurance. And I'm just like, man, like, how could you not have flood insurance? You are between an ocean and a bay. Right. There's and you know, and people would say, oh, yeah, but I'm so far ahead of the game because I didn't make the premium payment for all those years. Yeah. Da, 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 and I'm like, I don't know. Do you have the $200,000 sitting aside to fix your house?
The old self-insured, eh?
Yeah, right. And which, you know, they didn't. And it's just there's points in time when, you know, we have to make, you know, decisions and people, you need to weigh out your risk of what's going on.
Insurance in its many ways, life, house, auto, what have you, medical, it eases the burden.
Right.
Because that policy always kicks in because there's been a burden. You die, you crash the house, mm-hmm. you know, your major surgery. So bad enough you got the burden. If it eases it financially, you're like, okay, I'll get through this. You know, yeah. I'll get a new car. Okay, I'm going to have a successful operation here, and I'm going to rehab and come back.
Yep.
That's what insurance does.
Yeah. You know what else, Mike? This week I had a review with a client, and we were going through their – and they're already retired. They're getting income coming through the door, and it came in, and they said, you know, how you doing? Doing great, enjoying life, the whole nine yards, little light on income each month now. All right? It's not – we're coming up a little bit short now. I said, okay, you know, no problem, because when we set up your, you know, your strategy for you, we said that, you know, at some point in time, we may have inflation. We may see inflation. You may need more income. It's, you know, inflation's just always around. You might need some more income. So not a problem. We can institute this section of the strategy that we had put on delay. We set it up so it would be ready to go. And now it's ready to go. And, you know, we're going to send you out some more income. And a client looks at me and goes, I totally forgot that was the purpose of this specific, you know, part of the strategy. I said, well, that's okay. No big deal. I'm glad you forgot. Yeah. You know why? I'm glad you forgot. That meant you haven't been home laying around worrying about this.
Yeah.
Like you've been enjoying your life, doing your thing. And I said, you know what the good news is in this specific situation? We got another one set up too. You know, another, you know, we're anticipating more income as you, more inflation as you go along, and you're going to need more income again in the future. So we've got this other, nice. You know, money over here that we're not doing anything with right now either. That's going to be, you know, all set for you to turn on, you know, get you some, you know, additional dollars coming through the door when you need them.
Yeah. That's great to hear. You know, Doug, that's always nice. And it's, you know, it's, I don't want to say you don't want the clients to remember because, you know, but it's nice when it's a pleasant surprise. When they get hit with pleasant surprises, I think that's always a good thing. Because I'm sure they were a little stressing and thinking about it. And, you know, and then when you say, no, wait, you forgot about the other part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, boom, problem solved.
Yeah. You know,
Doug, I want to point out to you, as you were talking, I'm sitting here thinking today, so much of the show today was based upon asking our listening audience, use common sense. You get what I'm saying? I don't mean to boil it down that small, but like, the little things, just, you know, that just it, when I ask you to go out there and do brain surgery, you know what I'm saying? Let's use common sense. Like you always say, Doug, who can I turn to? You're right. Can I cut expense? How do I create a little more income? Do the right thing. Don't hate my insurance policy. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. I don't know. Maybe you don't feel that way, but that's how I feel so far.
No, I do. It's just, but I don't want to say just use common sense, because it's to say, if you don't understand it, it doesn't mean you don't have common sense, right?
No.
If you don't understand...
No, it's not meant to knock anybody.
No, right. No. But what I would like to say is that, in addition to what you said, is just like, if you're thinking about something, if you haven't thought about something, if you're wondering about something, like, that's what we want you to do. Like,
it's like almost like if you feel like you need to know or you should, take that basic thought, I'm calling it common sense for lack of better words, and turn to people like us and say, hey, what can I do here?
You know, I'll give you an example. I was having a conversation with my son the other day, and I said, and he just finished his freshman year, and I said, what are you thinking about college-wise? Mm. Okay? And he said, well, what do you mean? I haven't even, you know, thought about, you know, college-wise. And I said, I don't believe you. And he's like, well, what do you mean you don't believe me? I said, I can't believe, honestly, that you haven't thought about college at all, because there's a college conversation in our house right now, right?
Yeah, that's
his older sister.
Yeah.
So I can't think for a second that you haven't thought about yourself and that. And I'm like, come on, what have you thought about? And just by asking him and telling him that way, just tell me what you've thought about. I'm not looking for an answer. We started having a conversation, and he started saying, you know, oh, maybe I'd like to go to school in Boston area. And I'm like, okay, well, why would you want to go there? And so it ended up having a conversation. And my point being is that also happens a lot when we have financial conversations with people. You know, well, what do you want to do? Well, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. Okay, but I bet you have thought about it, right, at some point in time. And you know, get it going like that. And that's the kind of conversations that we want to help. We want to help you along the path, right? Like, we're all on a path.
Yep.
Everybody's on a path. Where your path is where your path is, and where you want your path to go is where you want your path to go. And our job is to help you, you know, try to accomplish that. So come on in and sit down and have a chat with us. That's what we're trying to look at. And then after we have a chat and we find out about you and we learn about what you're looking to do, we'll go out there and we'll find out, you know, how are we going to best build this path for you?
Yeah. No, it all makes sense, Doug. And, you know, and that's basically it. You know, I'm not going to beat it into the ground. I mean, just sit down, have a conversation. What are you thinking of? And you know, and the thing I always like to say too, Doug, I always use this analogy. It's like, you know, going to the pet store, I'm going to buy a bird. I think I want to get a bird, and I come home with a puppy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, but
right.
Explore your options. You know, maybe, you know, and in our world, maybe what's best for you. Maybe what you think is already good.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need help there.
Right. Right. 100%. So, all right, we're going to hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
If you're like many people, you know that you should really be working with a financial professional to help take care of your money. But if you are like many people, you simply don't know who to turn to or what to even discuss when it comes to your money. This is why you should call Wealth Management Group. You see, the two guys you're listening to on this radio show right now aren't just radio show hosts. They actually work with people like us to help with our money. These guys have been helping people for over 30 years with various financial topics, depending on what is important to each client. So this is what we need to ask ourselves. Are we doing what we need to do with our money? Do we know if what we have is right for us? Are we doing the best things for our family? Wouldn't it be a good idea to sit down with Wealth Management Group and talk with one of the guys? Pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722 to schedule a time to meet. Wealth Management Group has offices in Clark, Toms River, and Florham Park. They make house calls too. Give a call right now. You'll be glad you did. 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy to understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group?
Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. And Mike, I want to remind everybody that we have offices in Clark, in Florham Park, in Toms River. We're old school. We'll make a house call for you if you'd like. We're modern day. We can do a virtual appointment, whatever's easiest for you out there. But we're accessible. We want to urge you to take, you know, advantage of the opportunity to have a complimentary consultation, no cost or obligation, to sit down with us and let us, you know, go over your circumstance with you.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And you know what? You know, again, we were talking about at the beginning of the show, this being the end of June, schools are officially out. It's vacation season. Maybe you're taking a week off. Maybe you're taking 2 weeks off and you have time to want to sit down. We'll accommodate you. You know what I'm saying, Doug? So maybe this is a good time of year for you to come in. So, yeah, you're going to take your week off and do things, but you also have time to invest an hour into your financial future.
Yeah, because a lot like you guys, just so you know, we tend to get a little slower with client appointments in the summertime as well because you guys are all, you know, going on vacation and doing all that stuff. So we seem to have a little extra time, you know, around this year to be more accommodative. So please don't ever hesitate to pick the phone up and give a call to 855-262-3722 if you want to just have two, you know, regular guys help you out with your financial affairs. I mean, we've been at this for a long, long time now, Mike, over 30 years, you know. Yeah. So, you know, that's I've been in this business for over 30 years now, and you got to be coming up on 30.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and you public accounting before that. Yeah. So, you know, we're here to help you. Anything you want to add in the show this week?
No, just, you know, keep enjoying these beautiful summer days, but also do a little something for yourself.
Yeah,
you
know 100%. Yep. Enjoy the nice weather, folks. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.